CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A powerful storm system heading east has spawned tornadoes. High winds have brought down power lines and trees and damaged buildings. Five people have died in Missouri and multiple people have been injured. An emergency official in Villa Ridge, southwest of St. Louis.
There's multiple power lines down and it's still a very dangerous situation, so everybody just needs to stay out of the area. Vehicles cannot get through here at all.
A SpaceX rocket launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida yesterday with four NASA astronauts in a capsule headed for the International Space Station.
SpaceX Dragon, this is Crew 10 Commander Ann McClain. Thank you to all of the teams from across the world who contributed to the launch today. Days like today are made possible only when people build relationships, choose cooperation, explore boldly.
They're scheduled to arrive later today. Next week, the capsule is expected to bring back two astronauts who've been stuck on the space station for 9 months. Franklin Institute astronomer Derek Pitt says these missions further the exploration of space.
The work that's being done is enabling astronauts to get ready, prepare for, as well as developing the engineering that's going to be necessary to get us back to the surface of the moon and eventually at some point in the future get us off to Mars as well.
It's being described as a norm-shattering speech.
It was unusual because presidents traditionally keep a firewall between themselves and the Department of Justice. In fact, this was the first such visit by a president in a decade. It was predictable because it had all the makings of a campaign speech, complete with President Trump's much-repeated litany of grievances.
Our predecessors turned this Department of Justice into the Department of Injustice.
And while the president accused the previous administration of blocking free speech, he also accused any media which have spoken negatively about him as being illegal. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
An appeals court has ruled that Louisiana can move forward with the state's first execution using nitrogen gas. Details from CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Jesse Hoffman Jr., who was convicted of the 1996 murder of Mary Elliott in New Orleans, is scheduled to be put to death next Tuesday. Under Louisiana's new procedure, Hoffman will be strapped to a gurney and forced to breathe pure nitrogen gas through a full-face respirator mask. Hoffman's attorneys have described it as cruel and unusual punishment. Attorneys for Louisiana insists that nitrogen hypoxia is seemingly painless.
The execution is scheduled for Tuesday. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has been meeting virtually this morning with the leaders of about two dozen countries, including Ukraine, to talk about ending the war. He urged his counterparts to keep the pressure on Russian leader Vladimir Putin to negotiate a ceasefire. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Brewers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a nice 11-5 victory over the Giants in Cactus League action. Christian Yelich with a grand slam home run. That's his third home run in 17 at-bats in spring training. NBA, Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. Marquette is done in the Big East tournament. They lost to the number one seed St. John's last night, 79-63. NFL, defensive back Nate Hobbs arrived in Green Bay to sign his contract and talked about following Keyshawn Nixon and coach Rich Bisaccia from the Raiders to the Packers.
I think that we got a special thing going here. You know, we got some ex-Raiders players, but it's not really about being an ex-Raider. It's about the bond you can build through that. Just going through those certain things that, you know, 1% of the world go through, you get to go through that with people that you've been through it before, and we get to do that again. So I think I'm really excited for it.
That's the Packers' new defensive back, Nate Hobbs, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and very windy. South winds will gust over 50 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and mixed precip likely tonight, a low around 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. 30 Sunday night. Currently, 46 degrees.
Stick to WRJN, Rick Johnson, your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. I'm glad you're here. 46 degrees at Radio Park right now. Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion at WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
I'll always love you anyway.
you like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me what I'm thinking, cause even you know though you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
And timeless hits here at WRJN.
Celebrate your special day.
Hold on here a second. I know it's jumping ahead of me, but I didn't want to do that. We'll go back to Main Street here in a second. I want to tell you about the WRJN big deals. Okay, check out the website. You could save up to 50% on local food service and merchandise. All you got to do, take your phone, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you want, navigate over to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deal Savings Loco, and you can shop from home with up to 50% savings. Man, who doesn't want to save money? And don't forget, check the site often for new deals every week, because they are there. Every week, new stuff. It's the WRJN Big Deals website.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
keep a telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Bye.
At WRJN, you can't hurry love. It's Rick Johnson, 728. Good morning to you. And driving into the radio station this morning, noticed a little bit of misty, like fog. It really wasn't. But, you know, for all the wind we had last night and the rain and the storms, didn't run into any tree branches or anything that I saw. There may be a few around town, but pretty much everything isn't too bad. Let's talk with Corey Hartman here and see what's coming up for the weather for today.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and very windy. South winds will gust over 50 miles per hour. Highs in the mid to upper 50s. Rain and mixed precip likely tonight, a low around 32. For Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 40. 30 Sunday night. Currently, 46 degrees.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, yeah.
definitely spoke up. We definitely listened. Local news, timeless hits back here on WRJN. Rick Johnson at 7:42, Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. And it's going to be not a half bad day if you can get through the wind. It'd be in the 60s, so that's not going to be bad. You know, I want to tell you that we're proud to announce our renewed partnership with the Racine Raiders football team. So many of you asked that the games air on WRJN again, so we've set up a schedule to air the entire home and away 2025 Raiders schedule right here on WRJN. Soon we'll post the schedule on WRJN.com and we'll keep up on the team news right on up to the first game in May. Check it out, okay? WRJN and the Racine Raiders football partnering up again for some good times.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD school board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD school board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD school board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan, Andres Gama.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
W-R-J-N. The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The minute skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Buffer is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Uh-huh.
still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
Keep on going faster all the time.
Mom still cries, hey buddy, have you got a dime?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Refreshed. WRJN.
You do want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on there. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue, and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling. Just show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you do want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl.
just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right, just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. See what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
News coming up here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. And next hour at 8:30, we're going to have our first installment of the WRJN Capsule Countdown. They're both a great ones today, too. Here's Blues Image.
73 men sailed up from the San Francisco Bay. Rolled off of their ship, and here's what they had to say.
Too busy watching. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More than 100 million Americans are in the path of severe storms, now moving into the Mississippi Valley and the Deep South, bringing with them heavy rains, flooding, strong winds, and tornadoes. Here's CBS's Jason Allen.
The high winds fan nearly 155.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It's the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The tip-off time at 7 o'clock. College hoops, Marquette losing to the number one seed St. John's in the Big East tournament, 79-63. So now the Golden Eagles wait to find out their destination in the NCAA tournament. Baseball, Brewers beat the Giants 11-5. And the crew getting a visit from Donald Driver, who spoke to the players in the clubhouse.
You know, we're going to talk about just being ingrained in the community, right? In the state of Wisconsin. I think a lot of these players, you know, a lot of them are not from the United States, right? And so we want them to understand.